And friends, we're in Boston, and we're linking with Dennis O'Gorman, who indeed is a well-known singer, a songwriter, and guitarist, entertainer, and that's what you're known for. Nobody ever mentions, you know, your connection with CIA tours, so we won't bring it up.
Okay. Good morning, Adrian.
Well, good morning to you.
And thank you for having me on your show today. Happy Father's Day to everybody, and to you also.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My friends around the New York State and the tri-state area. A lot of friends down in New Jersey.
Yes.
And up in New York as well, and Connecticut.
Good. Let me start with a little bit about your own career as a singer and a songwriter and an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
You were born and bred and buttered in Cork.
Yes, I left Cork.
Grown for export, like the rest of us.
Right. I was born in Cork City, on the south side of the city. Actually, right in the middle of the city. It's a place called the Marsh, which they talk about Cork people. If you can't be from Cork if you're not from the Marsh, right in the middle of the city, in between the two bridges.
Talk about being parochial. I think maybe Cork takes the front row and a front seat in that one. There are, of course, it's with tongue in cheek. They say that Cork can be divided into another 32 segments.
Yeah.
But and also, of course, to get it all out, to say that, you know, Cork people are indeed can be homesick even when they're at home in Cork.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. As Neil Tobin used to say, a Cork man will sing the Banks even when he's at home in Cork. Anyhow, I was raised in the city of Cork, and I emigrated to America back in 1970, and spent some time traveling around the country here. And
How did you get into the music business, as it were?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was a little fella back home in Ireland. I was in a show band.
Yeah.
And back in those days, it was the Brendan Boyers and the Capitol and,
oh,
the
boy, yes,
and all those bands. But I was just a wee lad at the time, 17
mm-hmm.
years of age. And I thought I was a wonderful singer, but I wasn't. I think it's only as the years go on, you realize how bad you were then.
Never mind now. As a singer, songwriting is something that many songwriters indeed don't think that they're that their compositions are indeed up to snuff. And unfortunately, what happens in many cases is that a lot of songwriters who don't expose their writing for whatever reason, mostly because they feel, it's nice to do songwriting as a hobby, but to shove it out there and to get into a highly competitive area is something else. And unfortunately, a lot of people are dead and gone, and there is this trove of great writings, and again, songwriters that their work just surfaces then, and some of it is amazing.
Well, most of the stuff I write, I write a lot of poetry,
mm-hmm.
and the thing I wrote for Father's Day is a poem that I wrote about growing up in the city of Cork, and I never thought much of it, but I just decided to lay it down, wanted to put the music behind it. And everybody seems to enjoy it. It brings back a lot of memories.
We're going to play that,
Even Americans.
We're going to play that in a couple of minutes. But getting back to the Cork and the Cork scene,
right,
and the show band era in particular.
Right.
Great
times.
Great times. And also, of course, you had the Cork Jazz Festival.
Right.
Which attracted some of the greatest jazz musicians in the world.
Right, it still does to this day. I was gone before they started the jazz festival, but a few of the guys that started that, like Harold Conway, he was one of the guys who played one of the bands we had at the time, mm-hmm. the Invaders, the Jordanaires is the last band I played with in Cork City.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great time. I was making more money than my father, who was a general foreman for Sisk, the builder in Cork.
Yeah.
We were making loads of money at the time. We were just children.
Right.
It was great.
Great opportunity. And of course, the show bands and indeed the jazz festivals. But the Cork Opera House was indeed and continues to be,
right.
you know, very, very popular as well.
Right. I have a brother that plays a lot of the Cork Opera House there. He's an actor back in Ireland. He used to do a little Fair City as well at the time.
Mm.
But he plays the Opera House in Cork. There's 10 of 10 children. I'm one of 10 children. I come in at number 6. And being from Cork, you know, Cork people, as I say, we're always looking, we're homesick and nostalgic and romantic. And so I've managed to spread it out on a piece of paper, all my thoughts, and it helps get over the old homesick, you know. I think I only got over being homesick about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes some time, but you also had you know, privilege indeed, you know, appearing on the same bill with very legendary artists.
Very lucky.
Like Johnny Cash. Now, how does one?
Were you
the warm up band?
No, it was. We were at the New York State Fair back in I think it was 1977, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Cash was there. We were just one of the acts. But mm-hmm. if you have the program, we're in there with Johnny Cash and Andy Williams and Captain and Tennille, and that's great. And then we went on from there to to Nova Scotia to the Fisheries Exposition. We played with Anne Murray up there. So
a great Irish Canadian singer in Anne Murray. Sometimes we don't actually recognize her as being Irish American. Very nice indeed. Still on the road.
Still on the road. Yeah, she has a museum up there in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Never get up that way. But you know, I've been very blessed to be able to travel and to make my living at singing and a bit of traveling as well. As you mentioned earlier, I was in the travel business for about a good many years,
mm-hmm.
and I still dabble in it as well. But my main focus is my music, and I love to be out there. I've played down in New York at a little place down there, down the Lower Village, called The Tree. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but it's Tree.
It's owned by Colm and Kathleen Chopin. She is a casting director.
Yeah, since we're doing commercials here anyway, when do you get down to the place called Tree?
Yeah, I just only played there once. We had a little party there once last year, and
mm-hmm.
Your friend there attracted us.
Yeah, Lyndon, as in Dooley Car Rental. Yeah,
exactly. And mm-hmm. we're great friends, and I hang out down there with once in a while.
Good. Tell us about now the song we're about to hear.
Yeah, it's actually a poem.
Poem.
I wrote it about going to a hurling match with my dad back in the 50s. I was just a little fella, being one of 10 children. My dad used to take us, one of us, you know, give us a special day out kind of a thing. And I was writing a poem about the city of Cork, and this kind of came out of the middle of it. And it's a true story. And if you remember back in the old days, before they started the matches, they used to sing Faith of Our Fathers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Before the game.
Yes.
And so I've incorporated that into the poem also. And, you know, being little at the time, you know, lifting, my dad used to lift us up on his shoulders, you know, to see stuff, you know, probably every child's father lost him on his shoulders. And so it's all that's in the poem. And Chris Dering is in the poem. Chris Dering was the famous hurler from Cork. But it's very warm and fuzzy, and I hope you enjoy it.
Very good. Okay, now, how do we get in touch with you? You have a website, and there's a load of information on it.
I have a website, Dennis O'Gorman, with Dennis, DennisOGorman.com.
Dennis, again, nice having you, and let's hear a song very appropriate for Father's Day, and it's called Going Down the Park. Dennis O'Gorman.
Growing up in Ireland, in Cork, and as a young lad, I went down the park to see a match with my dad. Before the game started, I heard the great throng sing Faith of Our Fathers. I thought, what a strange song, because the only time I heard it before was in Mass on a Sunday. Now of this I was sure. But when they stopped singing, there was a great cheer. It sounded like rebellion was still in the air. Come on, Cork! Come on, Cork! They shouted and roared. I remember I got so scared. I was only 4 years old. When the teams took the field, I couldn't see. So up on the shoulders, my dad lifted me. Look, son, there's Christy Ring. Been up so high now, I can see everything. He got the ball and rolled it up on his stick and hit it over the bar with a twist and a flick. The noise got louder and they all started to roar. Out to Christy Boy! They shouted, I'm sure. I don't remember who won or lost that day, but on the way back, the dad had plenty to say. Would you like a Tanora? It's a long walk home. Or an apple, or an orange, or an ice cream cone. Put me Tanora in hand, he tossed all me here, and me grinning and smiling from ear to ear. Walking by Langford Grove, my little feet felt so tired, so up once again with Dad's back. And when we got to the door, my mother was waiting. I could smell the food, the tea she was making. Have something to eat now, boy, and go straight up to bed. It's been a long, long day for my little boy, she said. She was right. It was a long day for my little boy. But for me, I'll never forget the best day I ever, ever had, going down the park, just me and my dad.
Poem by Dennis O'Gorman, and actually since we're talking Cork, let's bring it back about 65 years or so.